Hi, honeys. Oh, my God. Who's excited that Nicole Byer is back? Me! So I'm just going to get through my intro really quick. First, I just want to say that I've decided, like many of my other fellow podcast friends, like Nicole Byer, I am going to start doing a fun, like, read reviews for Natch Butte incentive, because that's what all the other pods do, baby. And we all know I hate asking for reviews, but it's time, okay? I haven't brought it up in a while. So we need some reviews on iTunes. For all my iTunes honeys out there, we're trying to get Natch Butte up those charts. So why don't you leave me a 5-star review on iTunes? And in the review, I have something exciting that I want you to do. I want you to leave the 5-star review for Natch Butte, and then in it, write out your nightly skin routine. But if that's super long, if you're like me and you have a lot of steps, why don't you leave a must-have product recommendation for all of us? And I'm going to start sprinkling in some of these in the intro so we can all learn from each other, and it'll be fun, okay? So everybody, leave me a review. Leave us some products that you love or your routine, and you might hear it on Natch Butte. That's very exciting. I also wanted to say, at one point early on in the show, I said, leave me a review and write fart, 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 fart. And a lot of you did. So if you want to kick it old school and write me a review and put fart, 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 then I'll read that out loud too. So everybody, do you and do what you want to do. I think this is going to be fun. I'm so excited, okay? Okay, the only other thing I have to say is, this is for my LA area honeys, and I don't like letting everyone else feel excluded that doesn't live in LA, but just know that this is my biggest platform, and I actually have a lot of listeners in the LA area. Shout out to all my LA honeys. Shout out to all my non-LA honeys all over the world. I am very appreciative that you're listening to Natch Butte and that you're spending your days with me, but this is just for the LA area honeys. I am sorry, but this is the only place where people hear me. So if you don't want to hear about what's going on in LA, then go ahead and hit that 15 button a few times, baby. Move on with your day, okay? I totally get you. I see you. I don't want you feeling left out. Okay, they're all gone. Hey, LA honeys, what is up? I have something very exciting that I wanted to share with y'all, okay? Next weekend, on Saturday, June 16th, there is a new exciting, fun event called Vegan Playground, and it's happening in downtown LA in Pershing Square. And what is it? It is a food festival. There is a roller skating rink. There is art. There's music. There are lots of places to get your shop on, your eat on. You don't have to be vegan to go, baby, but if you are, you're going to love it because you're going to have access to all this food. Everything will be for you. And there's drinks, there's kombucha, there's beer. And I'm going to be there, and I'm so excited that they're doing this. It's going to be, like, really fun and cool, and you can purchase tickets at veganhard.com, and they gave me a code, and that's why I'm here, to tell y'all about the code, because they knew that there's a lot of Natch Butte honeys listening. They're all about the yummy food in the LA area. It's going to be a beautiful sunny day in downtown. There's Subway right there. You don't have to drive. It's going to be exciting. So use code Natch. You know the drill, baby. The code Natch will get you $4 off the tickets, and I'm so excited to go. If you know, you know that I'm trying to, like, make a presence in the vegan world in the LA scene. Okay, maybe Kat Von D will invite me to her birthday party. I don't know. I didn't get invited to her crazy wedding, but maybe if she sees us at Vegan Heart hanging out, she'll invite us. So I'm just saying, if y'all want to go, veganheart.com, enter code Natch for $4 off your tickets. Very exciting. Okay, hey, everybody. Welcome back. All the honeys listening all over the world. Hi, you didn't miss anything. That's all I have, everybody. So please enjoy Nicole Byer's return to Natch Butte.
You are a natural butte. You are a Natch Butte, Natch Butte, Natch Butte, na 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 na, Natch Butte. Oh yeah.
Natch Butte, babe, and I'm a sucker for the way you Natch Butte, babe. And if I try to crane my neck, it'd be useless. You're to blame. Just one ep of butte, I knew I'll never be the same. Welcome to Natch Butte, baby.
Oh boy.
Did you love it?
I really did.
Oh my God. It went okay. I could have done a few more flourishes, but it's early,
no,
honey.
I thought it was very nice.
Thank you. Have you heard that song?
I knew exactly
it's
what
so
song
good.
It was.
It's so good.
I do like it.
Yeah.
Although I do think her voice is a little wispy.
Yeah.
I like a strong voice.
Yeah. I would love to hear like Christina do that song. Yes. We'll have to get it for her. Okay. I need to tell everybody who's here. Normally, I'm very prepared and I write a long intro, but I didn't write an intro because I literally know everything about my guest because I'm a huge fan of her. Okay. Her podcast, Why Won't You Date Me? One of the only podcasts I listen to because I'm a podcast bigot. I'm obsessed. I listen every fucking Friday. Okay. Her show, Loosely Exactly Nicole, is on Facebook. You can watch both seasons. Okay. You're going to love it. She's a stand-up comedian all over town. You can catch her somewhere, I'm sure. Also, Nailed It on Netflix is the best show in the world. Everybody's watching it. My sister just started watching it. She's obsessed. Children all over the world love her. Nicole Byer is here, returning to Netribute. Baby.
Jackie, what a beautiful intro.
I didn't even write it.
It was so nice.
I know everything.
You do.
I love your podcast. I've been listening since day one. I am a fan, okay? I'm
Thank
a fan.
You.
I follow all accounts. I tap. I love the photos. I'm into it. And we're not going to talk that much about the concept of your pod because I'm saving it for when I come on, okay? But
yes.
We'll talk a little bit about it. Welcome and thank you for returning to Netribute.
Thank you for having me back.
Your episode of Netribute is the number one favorite of the fans.
Is it really?
Oh, that's all I hear about.
What a dang treat.
We had fun. Remember, I gave you a box of Glossier products.
Yes.
And we went through them. I said that I washed my asshole out with our cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
They never returned my emails after that. But you know what?
That's shame on them because
I
wash my butt with it.
Yeah,
I'm
we both did.
Low, but
yes.
I like it.
I do too. And also, a lot of people bought Glossier after that episode. I got a lot of comments, a lot of Facebook comments on my group about it. So, you know what? All publicity is good publicity.
Group?
Oh, Netribute. Honey. Yes. And they love you in there. I told them to all follow you when you started.
I get more into Facebook.
Yeah. It's a lot. I think we have so much to discuss.
Yes.
I think I'm going to start with some questions from the fans because they want to know things, okay? And I don't want to deprive them of you.
Okay.
So we're going to do those, and we're going to talk about DragCon because you were just there. And then we're going to, because I love giving Nicole makeup to try, I have brought a bag of things for her to try for everybody and give her thoughts because she's a fucking professional. She knows more about makeup than all of us because she... I mean, you're a makeup enthusiast.
I genuinely love makeup.
And I said to bring your makeup bag. She brought a carry-on. And that's not even all. She said, this is just what I could travel with.
It's my travel bag of makeup, my home lipsticks, and my travel lipsticks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. And I think there's one more out there.
Oh, honey. And it's like a Flintstones bag?
Mm-hmm.
Very cute.
Yes, girl.
If you were on the Flintstones, what character would you be?
Oh, I don't know. Probably Barney. He's
he's great.
He's really funny.
He's the unsung hero of the show.
I think so.
Yeah. I think I would be Wilma just because of the red hair.
Wilma's so pretty. I remember being little and being like, I think she's beautiful.
She is, but you know, I don't remember. I shouldn't talk. I feel like she's not given that much story.
No,
yeah,
women are.
It's unfair. Yeah, exactly. The prop. We're the prop for the male storylines.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, anyway, let's get to the questions. This is from Emily in Baltimore. For Nicole, love her. She's so funny and honest. Besides Netribute, obviously, I'm wondering what other podcasts she likes to listen to. And I wanted to ask this because, again, I'm trying to listen to more podcasts.
Yes.
So I thought, Nicole's new to the podcast world. She's probably popping a few in. Do you have any you like to listen to?
I'm awful. I don't listen to any podcasts, specifically because I have opinions.
Yes.
And when I talk them... nobody's there to be like, you're right, girl.
When I listen to yours, I want to interject so badly. So badly. I should start taking notes, actually, so that when I come on, I'll be ready, because I have so many. Like, Jake Weissman was just on, and what an amazing episode.
Thank you. I thought it was, interesting.
It was. And the one with Madeline and Ben was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They're all awesome. I feel like each one is better than the next.
Thank you.
And I learned something new about you and the world and everything, and just, you're killing it. I should start taking notes. I'll tell you the ones that I listen to real quick because I made a list. So I love Query, Cameron Esposito's pod. It's so interesting.
She gets great guests.
She gets great guests.
Which makes me want to listen.
It's just I love her and her interviews, and it's just really interesting. I learn something every time. Why Won't You Date Me? Obviously. Guys We Fucked is really fun.
Uh-huh.
Anything with Lauren Lapkus. Cool Playlist, which is Eliza Skinner's podcast. Mm-hmm. Have you heard? Have you been on that yet? You got
to
go on
it. No, she keeps asking me, and I keep being very busy.
Yes, you are busy. I was like, Nicole did a show Friday night. She was at DragCon all day doing pods, and now she's here with me. I'm so happy you're here.
This last week was bonkers.
Busy, yeah.
Saturday, I was in Maine. Sunday, Philly. Monday, New York. Tuesday, we took a helicopter from New York to Massachusetts, ate pot brownies, flew back, and then did a live show.
Oh, my
Chris Gethard's show on True TV.
That's so fun.
And then I flew back here on Wednesday, did a show at UCLA. Saturday, I did Drunk History. And then yesterday, I was at DragCon.
And
so
Friday, you did that.
Over.
You did Zach Reno and Jess McKenna's show because I saw you on the bill.
Terrifying.
Girl, you are killing it.
Oh, it was so scary. Your listeners may not know, but I think it's called Off Book.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a full-length fucking musical.
Yeah.
And I don't sing. And Jess was like, just jump in whenever you want. So I jumped in with a lot of oohs and ahs.
Oh, God, I bet that was so good.
And then I had one solo that was so short.
They're geniuses of their craft.
It is insane how quickly they come up with melodies and lyrics that match. It's insane. It's crazy.
Yeah. Shout out to them. I should get them to. We should do a crossover.
You should. Yeah, that would be so much fun.
Because I've done musicals with Zach forever. Because
you sing.
Yes, girl.
Yes.
Okay. Well, anyway, thank you for being here. That's all I got to say.
Thank you.
So Nicole doesn't listen to pods. That's okay. Because also, if you listen to too many, it starts to taint your brain. And then I feel myself saying things. And I try to keep Nat Butte in its own lane. You know what I mean? I don't want to poison myself with other, you know, it's like artists that don't listen to music. It's like that kind of thing.
It's like, if you watch too much stand-up, you pick up people's mannerisms.
Yes.
And it's like hanging out with someone for too much.
I'm telling you. Anyway, okay, this is a great question.
Ooh, I can't
wait. This is from Leah and
Leah.
Amarillo, Texas, baby. Hi, Jackie. My question is for Nicole, and it's all about her hair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm new to the world of wigs and wondering, how do you pick a good wig? I'm trying to be unclockable when I step out of the house, but there are so many choices online that I don't know what to look for. Also, curious as to how Nicole takes care of her hair underneath. Is it braided up? What products does she use? Relaxed or natural? Love both your pods. Big fan of you both. Thanks.
Ooh, what a loaded question.
I know, but I feel like I've never heard you talk about your hair much.
I guess I really don't. I think it's just a known thing that I wear wigs.
Right.
And I'm like, and that's it.
Yeah.
So.
And that's okay if you don't want to talk about it.
No, I can. I don't know why. It's just never been brought up.
Yeah.
How wild. Leah.
Leah, you're opening our minds.
Leah, thank you. Ooh, Leah. Well, Leah, I used to wear synthetic hair, and I would just go to the hair shop on Crenshaw.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's called Ebony Beauty Supply. And there's another one called Alice. That's where I get my braiding hair. And you just try on wigs. You get a wig cap, you pay $1, you try on, I think, 3, and then you pay another $1, you try on another 3. Then I started doing human hair. So I buy them from a website called AliExpress because they're about $200, which is it's a lot of money.
AliExpress is Amazon
in China.
Yes.
So you will
no
order.
No shame in the game.
And a nice Chinese lady will call you up and say, what do you actually want? And you're like, I don't know. What did I order? So then it comes to you and you kind of have to work with them. So they'll have 2 clips in the side and then a clip in the back, and you're going to want to tweeze the part. And you might want to. I don't care if you clock my wig.
Yeah.
It's a wig. You know this bone straight hair didn't, grow out of my head. Also, I have a wig that's 34 inches long. Nobody has that.
Well, also, I feel like if you follow you on Instagram, you're always snapping pics of your cute looks and your makeup and your hair. And I'm like, oh, Nicole's hair's short. Oh, it's brown. Oh, it's purple. So it's, come on.
You know it's fake. But you'll want to have to bleach the knots, which is turn the wig inside out and you bleach the cap.
Mm-hmm.
So otherwise, it looks like little black dots that are coming out of the lace.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to do that, tweeze the part a little bit, and then you'll put a little bit of concealer on the part, and that helps it look a little bit more natural. But truly, if you want a true unclockable wig, you're going to be spending
thousands.
I would say easily $3,000, $4,000 with the hair and someone actually doing it well. And then you can get them installed. I've had the guy, so this guy does Black China's hair, and he's also done my hair, and he's really, really great. His name is Jay. On Instagram, I think it's JayHair1 or something. He's great. His work is very, very nice. The wig, I have two wigs that are near and dear to my heart. I got from Extensions Plus. It is relaxed, silky texture, so it's supposed to mimic black hair, and it curls very nicely. And I have this, like, beautiful brown-based one with highlights, and then one with a brown base underneath, and then blonde on top.
Cute.
I love them so much, and I try to take good care of them. Oh, you gotta wash your wigs. That's, like, another thing. She asked me if my hair was relaxed. No. I've been natural since 2010, maybe 2009. It was one of those years. I had a mohawk, and then I shaved my head, and then shaved my head again, and then bleached my hair, and then was like, I'm just going to let it grow. So right now, I do not take care of my hair underneath.
I would love to see you with a mohawk.
I miss it.
That is so cute.
I should find some pictures.
Yeah.
Because I did look very cute.
Oh, yeah.
I look like a whole different person. I was also like 65 pounds lighter. So I'm a slim little baby with a little tuft of hair on her head, like a little cockatoo.
I bet you could just run and the wind would catch you and you could just sail down the street. So Airstream.
Yes. And everyone's like, oh, Nicole's flying. I should take care of my hair. It is braided down. It's braided down in two braids usually. But I usually leave it in for so long that it's just like two little humps because the braids will like fall out. I should take care of my hair. And I've been... So right now I have castor oil in it. You're supposed to like heat it up and do a hot oil treatment. But I was like, what if I skip heating and just leave it in?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's good.
I feel like it is.
I don't know. I try to keep... natural stuff on my natural hair.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of coconut oil, a lot of castor oil, tea tree oils, a lot of oils because black people hair, I think, needs oil. I don't know.
Got to keep moist.
Yeah, and I've yet to find someone who can work with my hair. A lot of, like, curl gurus in L.A. work with, like, mixed girls' hair or, like, just a looser curl pattern. Mine is very, 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 very kinky. Nicole Jones is one of the most incredible people I've ever met.
I didn't even know when she was in my booth that she worked on your show.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that insane?
That's,
I think
it's
because
wild.
The credit hadn't hit on her IMDb or something yet. But then I found out literally like a day later, and I'm like, I cannot believe we didn't talk about Nicole.
She is so...
She's incredible.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I liked having her there in the morning because she's a very calming person. And then, so I had this human hair wig where the curls were just too tight. And she was like, I got this. And then she like... finagled it, she highlighted it, and she made the curls just like beautiful and popping. And then she cut another wig for me. She's been so good to me.
Yeah, she's
I
awesome.
Love her.
We love you, Nicole Jones.
Nicole Jones!
Well, hopefully that answered Leah's question. We definitely got a lot of wig tips in there.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck, Leah, with that. We're going to move
on. Do you just have a lash on your computer?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I'm working and they itch, so I just stick them on. And I lost the other one, unfortunately. But my hope is that I find it, and then I'll know where the other one is.
How long do you wear your lashes before you give them up?
I usually end up losing them or something, to be honest. I don't have many that I've held on to because I do what I did here and I just stick them somewhere.
What kind of glue do you use?
Oh, I have a new one that I use. I want to say it's, what's it called? I was using Duo, but fuck Duo. I am so done with Duo.
Duo has latex in it and latex irritates my eyes. I use one called Kalish.
Is that what I use?
I really like it.
How do you spell it?
C-A-L-L-A-S-H, I think.
Two L's?
Yes, I think.
Lash.
And it's like a little dipper. And
I think that's what I'm using.
I like it. And it makes your eyes itchy still?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
I'm so happy with it. I can't have things. I can't have nice things. It's one of the, yes, that's what I use. Callus.
I really love it.
Yeah, Edwin got me on it.
It is, I don't know how I discovered it, but
and it's not expensive.
It's not expensive.
No.
It lasts fucking forever.
Yeah.
I have one that's all crusted up in my travel bag, and I keep meaning to replace it, but like, it still works.
Yeah. I'm so happy with it. I'm never going back.
No, me either.
I mean, Duo, do you, but I'm all about that callus life.
I do use Duo for glitter.
Yes.
I'll do a cut crease. I just learned how to do that.
Yeah.
And I'll pack in some glitter.
So you'll cover your whole lid in the Duo. Yeah. I saw an old school Kardashian tutorial.
Yeah, that, it's an old school method.
And I used to do that back in, like, my Tumblr days.
Because I think people now will cut a crease with, like, you'll do, like, a...
Concealer.
Concealer.
Yeah.
And then you'll pack the glitter on. But I'm like, it doesn't stick.
Yeah. You don't get that payoff either.
No.
The concealer kind of muddles it.
I think so. Also, have you seen liquid glitter?
Yes.
I fucking love it.
Wait, like which, like the Stila ones?
No. This is like Ben Nye.
It's like
latex
hardcore.
Fucking glitter.
Yeah.
That's what I use.
I need to get that.
I love it.
Yeah, I need to get that.
But maybe I'll start using that Stila. People seem to love that.
They're so great.
Stila, if you're listening, please send me something.
Please. Please.
Please.
There's also this brand, Pinky Rose.
I don't know Pinky Rose.
They make this glitter palette that is insane, and they use, they have their own, like, kind of gluey type stuff you put on first. Mm-hmm. I'll show you their website. They're a Latina-owned brand.
Yes, 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 yes!
And they make these palettes that are fucking incredible, honey. Why is it not on here?
There was one palette that you mentioned to me that I keep meaning to get.
Oh, the Juvia's Place.
Yes, 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 yes.
You missed their sale.
Oh, dang.
You missed their sale. They had, honey, did they have a sale. And everyone in my Facebook group went bonkies. Oh, here it is.
You're doing the Lord's work for small businesses.
You know, I just feel like there's so many brands out there and for reasons to support. And why not? You know what I mean?
Truly.
Okay,
it's
why
wonderful.
Well, I can't find their glitter palette, but like, see, they have huge palettes of bright colors. They have one that is this, but glitters.
Oh.
So we need to get it. I've almost bought it like 50 times. It's $27 at Riley Rose.
That's it?
Have you been to Riley Rose?
No, where's Riley Rose?
Nicole Byer.
Where's Riley Rose?
Honey, it's in the Glendale Galleria.
Oh.
It's a Sephora, but new and cool.
Oh.
And they have all the Korean brands.
Okay.
They have all these fun indie brands in there.
Okay.
They have Stila, actually. We got to go.
Yes, please.
You're gonna blow the bank.
Ooh, Korean brands.
Yes.
I have a Korean mask that pulls, like, whiteheads out of your face. It's nuts. It hurts.
Yeah. Oh, is it the black charm?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's basically putting glue on your face.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, because that's what that pulling is. You know,
is
like
that bad?
If you get Elmer's and you mix it with charcoal powder, that's what you do, and that's literally that mask.
Oh, no, I've been hoodwinked. I'm a fucking idiot walking around with glue on my face, technically in blackface.
Let's keep bringing up race stuff. They love that here. Okay, this is a great question. This is from Margaret in Kansas City.
Okay.
This is for Nicole Byer, a.k.a. the motherfucking HBIC. Do you know what that stands for?
Head bitch in charge.
Yes! Okay. As a big, loud bitch, you're...
I honestly would prefer to be called a big, loud bitch because I
want a shirt that says that.
I hate being called sassy.
Yeah.
It is... I didn't realize how much I hated it until someone tweeted at me this morning, and I was almost like, don't call me sassy.
Yeah.
I'm a person. I'm not a stereotype. Then I was like, who cares?
Yeah. I mean, I think they mean it endearing,
yes.
But I understand.
I just, that word. I think it's because I've heard so many casting directors be like, let's be sassy today,
oh,
Nicole.
Oh, God, no. Oh,
no.
God.
Okay. I'm a big, loud bitch.
Okay. As a big, loud bitch, you're a huge inspiration to me. When I'm looking for strength to be my authentic self or to wear something that a chubby girl isn't supposed to wear, I always say I'm channeling my inner Nicole. My question is, what is your advice for staying positive on those days where it feels like the world is winning and you start to believe lies? And she put, you're too fat, you're too loud, etc. We all have those weak moments, but I find that in those moments, those moments can turn into days or weeks if I'm not careful. Give me your sage wisdom, Mother Byer. I thought that was a good question.
It's a great
question. We were just talking about the tweets, the harshness. But you are a light to everyone. I always say your Instagram is... a light in this world.
Oh, thank
you.
So,
do you have any like little tips about how to keep yourself motivated and happy in a time when things can get pretty crazy?
Yes. I personally, almost every day, I don't do this every single day because some days I wake up and I'm like, ooh, nobody can touch me. But I look at myself in the mirror naked and I grab my little fat rolls and I say, here's what you have now. You can change it. But today, this is what you look like and you are beautiful. You are gorgeous. You are everything. And then sometimes I scream. I'm truly so loud.
I love that. Hey, you're a homeowner, baby.
Yeah.
You bought those walls.
Yeah, you can yell
all you want. Okay. Yes.
But I had a teacher in college, Dan Daly, who he was interesting, but he said something that really resonated with me. He was like, get naked, look in the mirror and figure out shit you want to change. And if you don't change it, that's the body you have. And that's like, he was talking about typecasting and whatnot, because we were all just starting out. And it's like, you will fall in a type. And I liked that specifically because I was like, yeah, if I think I'm fat and I don't like it, that's well within my means to change it. You can lose weight and you can not lose weight. And at the present moment in my life, I like my body. But if I, you know, work out a bunch and end up losing weight, then like, okay, cool. That's what I decided to do then. I'm too old to beat myself up about being too much of anything.
Right.
And sometimes I will get sad and be like, maybe I am too loud. Maybe a man is just going to be like, oh boy, I don't want to go deaf dating her. But then I'm like, well, he doesn't deserve me. I need a man who's happily, you know, not hearing anything because I'm so loud. I need a man who looks at me naked and is like, I just want to grab all those roles and I love them and I love her. And the jobs I book will be, I'll book them because someone saw me and they went, she's so funny and I can't not have her. So you just have to understand that not everything in the world is gonna be, you know, fucking flowers and peaches.
Yeah.
It is hard, but like, you control you. And also, like, walking helps. Like, moving your body helps a lot. And I know that sounds maybe condescending, but like, the more I like exercise or like go roller skating, I mean, I'll make it around the rink once, but it's exhilarating.
Yes.
And I'm like, I did something. So I think doing little physical accomplishments also helps. Because like, endorphins are real. I never believed in it, but they are real.
Yeah. I bet you're out in that pool too.
Oh yeah, baby. I love to swim.
Yeah.
And when I was looking for a house, I was like, well, I really want a pool because that's, for me, that's my go-to feel good. Because when I was little, I loved swimming. I loved it so much. I was a little water baby. And I was also taking gymnastics, and this girl called me fat. So I quit gymnastics and then stopped wearing bathing suits in public and went swimming in full clothing for a very long time. And then I just stopped swimming altogether because I was like, I'm not fooling anyone being fully clothed in a pool, and everyone knows why I'm doing it. So
I hate that girl.
Yeah, she was a real cunt.
What a fucking bitch.
And then I can remember when I bought my first bathing suit as an adult. I was in Kansas on a Torco, and it was snowing, and everyone was like, let's get in that hotel pool, because it was indoors. And I was like, I don't have a bathing suit. And they're like, go to Walmart. So I went to Walmart, and I was like, all right, I'll do it. And then the only bathing suit for a fat lady was like a skirted one, and I was like, I feel like an old lady.
Like Oprah. Oprah loves a good skirted swimsuit.
People love them, but when you get in the pool, it rises to your waist, and it shows off what you're trying to hide. So just wear whatever.
If anything, it creates like a ring around what you're trying to hide. Look at me.
Yes, it just makes you look bigger. But then I remember Amanda Sicko was on that tour co, and she was like, you look so cute. And I was like, I do look cute.
Yes.
And that was, oh my God, am I going to cry? I like, it really felt nice that someone saw something and they were like, you look, whether she thought it or not,
right.
It felt so nice and validating that like my body was okay and it wasn't this grotesque thing that people were like throwing up like in private after they saw it.
Oh my God, Nicole, and, of course not. Listen, let it out.
Yeah, so that was like,
wow, I think you're my first guest to cry. and I cry a lot.
I didn't even mean to.
Listen, Nicole.
I didn't realize how
how
much of a turning point in my life that was.
Shout out Amanda Sicko.
God.
Listen, your Instagram, I know it's a joke and you put all your hashtags so brave and everything.
Uh-huh.
You change women's lives. I got so many emails about when Nicole posts her swimsuit photos, I'm a plus size girl. It makes me feel better about myself. It makes me feel confident. She looks gorgeous. I want her swimsuit. I wish I had her confidence. You're changing the world. I love that story. I love that you shared
us. I can't believe I started crying.
And you're an emotionally closed down woman.
Yes,
you don't get vulnerable. I listen to your podcast about your love life. This is, you've never cried on Why Won't You Date Me?
Sure haven't.
Wow.
Sure haven't.
That's a beautiful moment.
Thank you.
I love that. And I think I don't want to push away from this.
No, you don't have to.
But you got a question that I want you to answer.
Yes.
It says, Nicole, you are the funniest person. I think you are so lovely and charming. Thank you for being you. I'm asking you about clothes, but specifically, what brands are you shopping for swimwear and summer dresses? It's tough out there for a plus size girl. Thanks again for existing. I'm a huge fan, and Nailed It is the funniest show on the planet. Amanda in Boston. Like I said, I need a Nicole Byer swimsuit calendar. I would buy it. I would hang it on the wall.
I have been trying to sell a book about it, and it's been an uphill battle. I might self-publish it.
We need it. The world needs it. Because you got the pool floaties, you got the outfits, you got the accessories, you got the lip.
Mm-hmm.
You are the queen of swimwear.
Oh, thank you.
I had Amy Spalding on here, who's an author, and we were talking about plus-size swimsuits and hard to find. And I feel like you said, you can go to Walmart and you get an Oprah swimsuit. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get cute swimwear.
Where did you
get all those damn swimsuits?
Oh, boy. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got Etsy.
Okay.
I had this lady make me some bottoms because I liked her fabrics.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, do you make them bigger? And she was like, sure can. Give me your measurements. So she also made like string bikini tops that aren't super great if you're bigger titty, but I'm small titty, so they work out for me.
Great.
Forever 21.
Can you give me her number, her name? I can put on Ashby.com, her account.
Yes. I'll have to... When I get home, I'll look through my Etsy.
Great. I'll put it on Ashby.com, everybody. Get this woman some business.
Yes. Okay, so we have Forever 21 from the store and from eBay and from Etsy and from Poshmark. Swimsuits for All is a great site for even small ladies.
I've never even heard of that.
So Swimsuits for All starts, I think, at a 2 and goes to a 26, but the bikinis only go to a 24, but... they are stretchy. So if you're a little bit bigger, like if you're 26, 28, you could probably squeeze into those. Amazon has good ones.
Ooh.
Although sometimes they're from China and they'll be like a little tight.
Mm-hmm.
So I found a style that works for me. It covers you in the front. It looks like a halter, but then it like crisscrosses in the back and then the bottoms are super stretchy. So I just keep buying iterations of that.
Yep.
And then... Charlotte Russe has plus size bikinis.
Who knew?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Charlotte Russe. Uh-huh. I got all my dresses there in high school.
It is truly a throwback.
But I'm happy they're having a renaissance. Mm-hmm. Yes. I haven't been in there in way too long.
I haven't been in there.
I'm going to have to go check it out now. Yes.
I think there's one in the gallery.
There sure is. I think there is.
And there's Rue 21, which is the same as like a Charlotte Russe. Rainbow has them. Rue 107 is a very cute independent brand in New York, and they go from, I think maybe like a small to a 3XL. Their swimsuits are a little tight, but they're very risque. They're very cute.
Okay.
I have this one lemon one that ties like under my chin and then right under my titties, and then the middle is just open.
Cute!
You jump too hard, your titties are gonna
pop right out!
And I think, Reb Dolls.
Oh, yeah. They've come up here.
Is another one. Mm-hmm. They're good.
I mean, are you just always looking for new ones because of your pool life? And you and Sashir are always in Palm Springs. I told you again, I need a Nicole Byer calendar and I need a Sashir and Nicole travel show.
People really like our travels.
Yes.
We have a lot of fun. She's taken me to some garbage places and I've taken her to some beautiful places.
That could be the show. Beauty and Garbage. Which will it be today, baby?
Which one will it be?
Yes.
I think that would be fun.
I do, too.
I'm trying to think if there's any... Oh, Torrid. Torrid has great bathing suits for big, busty ladies. I'm not super busty, so, like, it's hit or miss for me. Lane Bryant, you know, it's a staple.
Yeah. But we're looking for, like, the Instagram baddie ones.
Well, Torrid. Torrid's got some real cute ones. And then...
I mean, honey, you gave us a lot.
People always ask me too online, and I'm like, nobody's paying me to give you all this stuff. But
no one sent you any free swimsuits?
Eloquy. Eloquy just asked. Eloquy has cute ones. Eloquy has got this adorable one piece where it's cut out in the middle so it looks like a bikini and it's color blocked. So I got one that's red and pink, hot pink.
Cute.
And red and hot pink on me? Ooh, girl.
Yes.
It looks so good.
Yes.
But eBay is great for looking for anything from the past.
I just bought some Doc Martens from high school on eBay.
There you go. Yeah. Here's what I do. If I go to a thrift store and I find something I like and it's like a size 6, I hop on eBay, I find the same thing, I take it to my friend Dom, and I say, so, these bitches together.
Oh, yeah, I heard you on your pod when you had Tess Holliday on, mm-hmm. who, like, when I opened my phone and I saw her photo on the feed, mm-hmm. I literally gasped because I am obsessed with her, and she's I've never great. Heard her on a pod, and I was like, this is
I think
is
that was her second
amazing.
One.
Yeah.
And she was fantastic. She She's really sweet. I like her so much.
Yeah, and oh, my.
She gets a lot
her
of.
Her hair is so pretty.
A lot of hate online.
Well.
And a lot of love, too. But, yeah. like, sometimes I just don't understand. It's very curious to me as to why someone would take time out of their life
because,
to be mean to somebody.
Because it's they're sad on the inside. They're self-projecting mm. their own shit by putting it out there. And that is just, I feel like in my early 20s, I would do that to people. Mm-hmm. Like, and I was like it's so when you talk shit about somebody. When you're talking shit, mm-hmm. you need to say that to the mirror.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's you're projecting. So, and it's always people with private accounts.
Mm-hmm. Yes!
It's always people with private accounts.
Well, you can't get to
of
them.
Of course, you can't. You can dish mm-hmm. it, but you can't take it. Because you're
lately.
Because you are weak. You know? That's why you're putting that out there. If somebody said that to you, you would crumble. But
yes,
it's so easy to put it out there with a closed account.
It is so easy. Lately, I've just been being like, I used to be like, yeah, whatever. I'm not funny at the bank cashing my checks. But
exactly,
lately, I've been
yeah.
like, actually, I hope you have a good day and you accomplish something that you want today.
Yep.
And it makes me feel really good that I've sent them a well wish because I do believe in the power of thinking. And
100%.
I genuinely want them to do something nice that day. And then I'm like, maybe they'll read that and be like, why was I so mean? But then sometimes people like hit you back with like, I hope to fucking accomplish killing you. And you're like, oh, okay.
I mean,
well, thank you.
Yeah, you retweet sometimes some of the fucking crazy shit you get sent. And I can't believe it.
I retweet it just specifically so people see that, like, people are so mean.
Yes, they're so mean.
For no reason.
And the higher you climb, the stronger the wind.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Truly, yes.
Because now that you're on a Netflix show, mm-hmm. I think it opens you up to a whole new audience.
Yes.
Most people that knew you already knew you were a comic,
mm-hmm.
knew you from Girl Code.
Mm-hmm.
They knew your vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And then they turn on a Netflix cooking show,
yeah.
and they're some of them probably had a... But I'm telling you, I want you to host every show on Food Network now. Like, Chop, let's get Ted Allen out of there, baby. I need you to host Chopped. I need you to host American Idol. I need you to host everything.
I wonder if other shows are filmed the same way because they tell me nothing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's by design, but they'll be like, Nicole, we're going to take that segment again. I'd be like, oh, do you have a note? And they're like, no. I'm like, oh.
Every person I
okay.
know wants to be on it, too. Me and Lauren Lapkus were texting about submitting as a duo. But we were like, I don't think we can be on it because we know you. And, you know, there's, like, rules about knowing
oh,
people involved.
Yes, when
and
there's prize money, I
exactly.
believe there's rules.
And then my sister was like, well, I've never met Nicole. I have to be on it. And my sister was like, I can follow instructions. I can bake. And my creativity, my intuitive creativity would get me through. And I was like,
That's
I don't know.
That's what you think.
Honey, put me in front of that iPad. I'm telling you, I would win, nailed it. I would win, nailed it.
I think you would, because I think you're very... Crafty's not the word.
No,
but
I am.
You're just smart.
I'm telling you, I would fucking kill it. I know it. But Adam says that I would crack under pressure and like drop everything and burn my hands, which might be true, but like it would be good TV. Anyway, if everyone doesn't know what I'm talking about, if you have Netflix, watch Nailed It. It is a... a baking competition mm-hmm. show that Nicole hosts, and it is amazing. There's a second season coming,
so
right?
So wild, yes.
Oh,
there's a second. I maybe can't say anything else.
Yeah.
There's more
yes!
coming.
I cannot fucking wait. Everyone watch it. And like I said, my sister hadn't even heard of it, and I told her to watch it, and she started texting me immediately going, oh my God, this is amazing. Oh my God, I love Nicole. Oh my God, I can't get enough. And then all of a sudden, they're all over.
Yes.
How many are there? There's like eight?
Six.
That's not enough.
I think that's what Netflix is doing.
Because mm-hmm.
I think Queer Eye was only 8. So they're like, we want you to want more.
Yes. It's smart.
Netflix is so smart.
Yeah.
But at the heart of Netflix, you have to remember they're a tech company. They literally don't care about the content.
Yeah.
They care about subscriber growth.
Yeah.
The
algorithms. We want to get the algorithms.
I met the president of Netflix, Ted Sarandos. I should know his last name. But his hands were so soft, and I was like, what a dream. you just click clack on a computer all day and like
he doesn't do dishes.
Not. Maybe not. Yeah. Maybe he's not even click clacking.
Yeah.
Maybe another nice little person's like, what are you saying, Ted?
Yes. Good for you, Ted. Oh. Shout out to you. Hire Nicole for everything.
Yes, Ted.
Okay. Well, listen, we're getting short on time, so I'm not going to ask any more questions.
One more.
A lot of them are about nailed it stuff.
Oh. Okay.
Let's see. Nicole, have you ever had a nailed it makeup, skincare, hair moment? I know I've tried some DIY masks from Pinterest that cause more of a mess than a glowing complexion. That's Petey. And she submitted that on Facebook. So I'm assuming her pronouns are female because that's her Facebook said, but I don't know where she lives. So shout out Petey. She keeps it on private and I respect that.
Yeah, Petey, keep your life private.
Yes.
Last night I had a nailed it kind of moment. So I got these Dermablend highlighter drops that I was told if you mix with foundation, it looks pretty.
Yes.
So I was like, well, let me do it before bed, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'll take it right off and
smart.
Go to bed.
That's a perfect time to experiment
with
makeup.
Experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I don't sleep well, so I'm always just up painting things on my face. So I, like, did it, and I was like, ugh, I am silver. I look very much like the Tin Man.
Yeah.
Yes. And it told me. It was like, just a half a drop?
Yeah.
And I said, but what about a full drop? And the full drop was a little too much.
The silver might have also not. They make
A gold one.
A rose gold would be perfect for you.
And that's what I got to try next. And I think I got to give that silver one to somebody.
Well, you could keep it for like an inner corner highlight.
Yes.
A brow bone if you do a silver eye makeup.
I have so much makeup.
Yeah, that's girl.
I should show you the pictures of my...
Oh, I can't wait. And also your giant bag.
My giant bag...
We have so much more to get through.
Okay.
Everybody, I knew Nicole would be a hit.
Okay, so this is my brushes.
Cute.
And then...
Do you have a favorite brush type, like a brand, or you just kind of buy them when
I
you need them?
I use Makeup Forever. Mm-hmm. I really like Makeup Forever.
Yeah.
I think they're great. I have these Tarte unicorn ones that I can't bear to use.
Yep.
So they're just
they're too cute.
In a box.
We call that the showpiece.
Yes.
Yes. You just
they're
have them
so
to look at to make you
cute.
Happy.
Mm-hmm. And then so this is my mascaras.
Palettes?
No, these are mascaras.
Oh man. There's so many
eyeliners.
They look like palettes.
I know. Well, my lashes come in a box sometimes. So it's lashes, liners, mascaras, and lip balm. And then...
Because you have your own place, did you, like, give yourself a glam setup? Like, you got all your shit everywhere.
I just have, like, a tower
yes.
of makeup.
Ugh.
So this is all my foundations and my highlighters and my blushes.
I see a Fenty there.
Ooh, trophy wife.
Do you love it?
I do.
Yeah.
And I was using it with a brush, and then it would just get everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I've learned you just swipe it with a little fingy,
mm-hmm.
dab, dab, dab,
yep.
and we're good to go. And also, I started using Becca. Becca has this great highlighter that I love.
Which one?
Oh,
champagne
God.
Pop?
Maybe.
No,
Opal? It's like it's a gold, like a rose goldy.
Mm-hmm.
These are my eyeshadow palettes. And then.
What would you say is the one you use the most?
These are my back stock. Well, I try to alternate using highlighter?
Eyeshadow palette.
I use. There's this Huda one that I really like.
Yep.
I think it's just like the basic one that they first came out with. There's like a black and a gold and it's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But Anastasia Beverly Hills has, I think it's called the Romance Palette.
Is it the soft glam? Oh, the Modern Renaissance.
Yes, Modern Renaissance. That's what I use the most.
People love that one.
I really like it because I've learned I love reds on my eyes.
Yes.
I love a mauve. I love a plum. I like purples.
And they have all those in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a couple basics too, like some browns, some transitions.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good... I always say, like, if you're new and you're starting to think you want to get into glam, that is an excellent choice.
It's a very good palette.
Because it's on trend, but it also has some classics, so you could get some real wear out of it.
I tried buying, what is it, Urban Decay's Naked palette?
Mm-hmm.
Not for black
people. Oh, interesting. The first Naked.
Or this black person.
Yes.
Everything was not pigmented enough and too ashy.
Yeah. I could see that. Yeah, they have a little bit of a talky finish.
Yes,
I completely see that.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Let's open that bag up, baby. When I texted you, I was like, "Bring your makeup bag," and you go, "Which one?" And I was like, "I don't know, travel." And you go, "Well, I have a lipstick travel bag. I have," and I was like, "Oh my god, I don't know." You are the queen of lipsticks.
My lipstick travel bag is in my purse out there. If someone wants to grab it.
Because somebody grab that for Nicole.
It's just in my purple backpack. It's a sequin little bag.
I think
so. This is what I was carrying around with me daily.
Okay.
Until I said, Nicole, you can't.
You don't need that many in one day. This is, how many would you guess is in there? 20?
Oof.
I mean, that's a lot.
Maybe like 30? Yeah. There's also lip liners. And there's like my go-to stuff, like Night Moth. Night Moth is one of my go-tos. Lime Crime Blood Moon is my favorite.
You talked
right
about
now.
That on Natch Butte last time.
Then I guess I don't change.
Ooh, what's that?
You ever use Sugar Pill?
I have not, which is insane.
I fucking love Sugar
they
Pill.
They have it at Riley Rose.
Oh, do they?
I'm telling you, they have the coolest brands.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, Sugar Pill Kimchi is, I think, too light, just naked on me. Mm-hmm. So I use this Model Behavior, which is a MAC lipstick. It's a frost, so it's like sparkly. And then I put this on the middle to give me a little ombre.
You are the, I want, so what I brought was, I brought a bunch of my lips. I want to do a Nicole ombre lip.
Okay.
And I need your help.
Okay.
Because I'm so thrown by the rules. Are there rules or do you just kind of play?
You kind of play and build. Let me see what you have.
Okay, here. I just tossed a bunch in. Also, I don't know if you know this, but I credit you to teaching me how to overdraw correctly. When you were on here, it was a very kind of throwaway statement, but you said like how Betty Boop has her lips, how they're in the middle. It's like a little kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Do that and then build that. And I swear to you, changed my life.
Also, I just learned that if you do some like concealer over your lip line, and then blend that out, and then more concealer, blend that out, some powder, more concealer. Like, you just kind of build no lip.
Yeah.
And then you could draw
start a
new
one.
Lip.
That, I think I might try that for fun tonight.
Okay.
So, I want to do an ombre moment, and I just threw a bunch in. I do have a lot of dusty rose mauve-y colors because I can't stop. But let's see.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh, I'd like to see that on you, actually.
Let's see. Well, this one will change. This is a diamond crusher.
Yes, that's not a pigment. I threw in some glitter, too. I thought maybe do a glitter in the middle. I don't know.
Glitter in the middle is good. I'm looking for something dark enough.
There should be some in there.
Here, I can do one on me.
Okay, yeah.
Or on my stuff.
Yeah.
Here, so you pick.
Okay.
You pick a dark, medium, and light.
Okay.
What color do you want from me? Purple, pink, red?
Pink.
Pink?
Okay. I mean, why would you even ask?
You're right. So
Do you mix liquids and sticks, or do they all have to be liquids?
I mix everything.
Okay, good.
It just depends on what I'm looking for.
Do I have two of the same color?
Probably. I have lots of doubles and stuff. Okay.
Because you buy them, and then you're like, you get home, and you're like, oh, fuck, I already have that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so you're starting with a liner.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a... Oh, girl, turn the light on!
You're right. What was I doing? Oh, it's so bright.
So do you have to do a liner? Are you ever... You ever... Okay. That's not like a 100% necessary
Mm-mm.
step. Okay. Okay, so Nicole just did a liner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like a kind of a pinky reddish.
It's Vino by MAC, so it's like a...
A wine!
Not as dark as Night Moth. But, like, in the same color scheme.
So, should I do my whole lip in this purple? The dark?
No.
Okay. I'm going to wait. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm just going to watch you. Okay, she's still lining. So, now you're filling in your whole lips with the liner.
Mm-mm.
Oh, is that a different liner?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. This is such a process. I feel like it's National Geographic.
Because we want pink. So,
yes.
I'm doing... I did Vino on the bottom to, like, hide my real lip line, and then I'm building on top of it with, is this fuchsia? No, magenta.
And when you say hide, because you're overdrawing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent.
I like to overdraw.
Girl, same.
Line your lips with whatever the darkest thing you have,
mm-hmm.
and just line them, and then don't do the middle.
Okay. I don't have any liners with me, so I'm skipping that step.
You don't have to. Okay.
So you're completely going over the line. With
uh-huh.
it. Okay. So she's going over the liner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting. So the lining was just a technique to make your lips, the line of your lips look like it's bigger. Okay. I'm learning so much here. So far, she's used four products and she hasn't even done her lips again. Okay. So now she's going in. Okay.
So that's...
Okay.
I should be explaining this. So what I did was I did a darker base, went over it with a lighter pink, and then did another kind of like fuchsia-y, pinky, not super, super pink, like a red base pink. And then...
And the middle of your lips is still bare.
Correct.
Okay.
And then I have a very light pink. It's called Patent Pink. And that goes in the middle.
Oh, my God. It looks so good. You look like Barbie.
Thank you. And then I would, like, go in a little bit more with my liner. My Vino. Actually, no. Maybe I'll do Night Moth. But truly, it's just... I just, like... build and then figure out what I want. Mm-hmm.
I saw you in a couple. Oh, your Dracon photos. Was that a black lipstick?
Mm-hmm.
And what was that?
That was Lime Crime. Just a black. And then I put like a little purple on top.
And then in that photo that I commented on about your ombre lip, it was the one where you looked like the Olsen because you were holding a cigarette and a coffee. And a bunch of people commented about the ombre. Do you know what that combo was?
Yes, that's my go-to out-of-town combo.
Okay, what's that?
Sugar Pill, maybe Wicked? I don't remember. That's in my bag outside. So it's a dark Sugar Pill. Oh, Sugar Pill Socialite, and then a Makeup Forever Very Pink Pink.
I love that you have like a go-to travel look. It's like in my everyday life, this isn't my lip, but when I'm out of town, this is what I do.
Well, I don't like taking expensive stuff on the road with me.
Because you could leave it.
Leave it in hotels.
When you do the ombre lip, do you only do the bottom lip center or do you put it on the top lip too?
I do top lip.
Okay, because I just did it. I'm not mad at this in theory. In theory, my
Let
voice just cracked.
I like that.
I'm not done. I'm going to do a flourish. I'm going to put a little of this diamond crusher in the middle because why not?
Sometimes I just get so lost in my makeup. I'm like, there's too much here.
I always, at this point, if I'm like doing a glam, like I'm going to a wedding or something, mm-hmm. I will allot a good amount of time for my makeup because that's when I get inspired. You know, that's mm-hmm. when I sit down and I look at everything. I'll grab something and 2 hours will go by. Uh-huh. And then I'm like, fuck, I haven't mm-hmm. done this yet. I haven't done that yet.
Anything.
I'm telling you. So I have to start giving even more time. I'm honestly not mad at this. Can you see what I've done? Are you proud?
I like it. I think it looks very, very cute.
And I normally wouldn't go this dark, but the patriarchy, you know what I mean? We can wear whatever the fuck we want.
Okay, here's mine.
You're a professional. I mean, it's so gorgeous. You also just have beautiful lips.
Thank you.
Do you have to do any lip care to keep them not crusty and everything? Because lipstick mm-hmm. will fuck you up, you know?
Yeah, I do like a little scrub every mm-hmm. now and again. I should do it more often because I wear just a ton of makeup all the time.
Yeah.
Wait, why won't this close? Oh, here we go. So that's my travel lippies.
I mean, honey, you got a lot.
Or not my travel, that's my everyday lippies.
Yes.
And then... This is my travel makeup bag.
Cute!
Thank you. I
little
found it
horsies.
In the thrift store.
Cute!
So.
That's the kind of bag I like where there's a little side pouchy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I have my brushes are in here.
Mm-hmm.
They're all from like Duane Reade. Mm-hmm. They're not great brushes, but they do the job. I got this Maybelline Lemonade Craze from BeautyCon. It is kind of, it's pretty pigmented,
yeah.
but it doesn't stay where you put it.
Mm.
So, like...
Have you ever done an eye primer?
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I don't travel with an eye primer,
mm-hmm.
but I'll do that sometimes. I do Glossier primer.
Nice!
I actually genuinely like it.
Yeah?
I got some lashes.
Nice.
Subtle lashes
yep.
that I don't use. big lashes that
oh,
I'll
my
just
goodness.
Wear when I'm feeling myself.
Those are very... glamorous.
They're huge. They're 301s from Friends.
Uh-huh.
Or Friends? I don't know.
I think it's Friends.
So then this, okay, I've been using this as a highlighter. It's Maybelline Chrome Master.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
Yeah. I like that color.
I genuinely like it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the most expensive thing in my travel bag, a $20 eyeliner from MAC.
Ooh, that ain't cheap.
No.
Yeah.
Then I have this MAC Full Fuchsia. And then I also use it with this Ben Nye Azalea, which is very bright.
So you like a red blush.
I like a, yeah, like mm-hmm. a red-based pinky.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, here's my liquid glitter. It's in a little thing.
Yeah! NYX makes some like that.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
This
just
is
like that.
Graftobion? I don't know.
And that's the Ben Nye.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then my Ben Nye powder. And then Glossier moisturizer.
Look at you with all this Glossier.
It's, where did I, not from you. Who gave it to me? I got it for free and it travels well and I like it on the road. This is my banana powder. It broke. It's in a shower
in
cap.
In a sack, yeah.
And then, yeah, that's about it. And then I use cheap, like a L'Oreal, mascara.
Do you put a lash on every, like, every event, every show?
I wear a lash every day.
Because they're your thing, yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost every single day.
Yeah.
Because I like having, I don't have big lashes.
Yeah.
And I feel done.
Yes.
I'll do all my makeup and not have a lash on. I'm like, you're not finished.
Yeah.
You need to put on
Well, you're
lash.
Known for it. Like I just said, Kat Bardot requested certain lashes for you on the set of Drunk History. So
I love it.
Yes. So thank you for sharing all that with us. Mm-hmm. I think real quick, I don't want to keep you all day, but there is a bag of makeup on the back of your chair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just love hearing your thoughts. And I'm pretty sure you've never heard of any of these brands.
I'm very excited.
So I've got all these things for you to try.
Because I got introduced to Glossier.
Yes. And through Natch Butte.
I like their moisturizer.
Yeah. I really like their skincare. Mm-hmm. Their serums and stuff are great.
Where am I looking?
It's on the back of your chair. Here, I can get it. It's in a little black bag. I kept it all in there so you could pull things out and then we could, like, see them, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. So just pull something out and then I'll tell you about it. So that's a gift from Schmidt's Naturals. I don't know what deodorant you use.
I use Dove.
Okay,
it's
so
the only one I can use.
This is a natural.
Okay.
So, but it reminded me of the pool, and
Ooh.
I thought you might like the smell. The pineapple. What's it called? Pineapple?
It is coconut pineapple.
Yeah.
It smells very
so,
good.
So, yeah, maybe toss it on when you're hanging it by the house and see what you think.
I think I will.
Yeah.
All right. Then we have, eyeshadow.
Okay.
Hikari?
Okay, so I met this company at IBE, Indie Beauty Expo. It's mm-hmm. a woman-owned brand from Arkansas. And they gave me some stuff to try for you. I thought this was a very interesting little quad. It's a quad. Interesting, huh? The colors?
Why? Why do we have a gray, a gold, a glitter gold, and a purple?
I mean, I thought Nicole would know what to do with this if anybody would.
Let's see.
I mean, try them on your hand. I don't know. My first reaction was the packaging felt very Wet and Wild-y.
Yeah, the packaging's a little cheap.
Which, you know, for some people, the price point, that's great. You know, not wasting money on the packaging. I'm not mad at that. I think, let me Google how much that costs, that little quad.
It's pretty pigmented.
They keep their prices down, which I appreciate. And I'm not a package. I don't give a shit about packaging. So if it's like in a little plasticky, like light thing, I'm not mm-hmm. really bothered by that. Especially, again, if you threw it in the travel bag or whatever. So let's see how much these are.
This isn't bad. This is pretty pigmented. The purple looks nice on me. But
oh, these are five. Oh, wait, no, it's the quad. I'm looking for the quad, baby. I was going to say, their single eyeshadows are apparently $13, but are on sale for $5. So for $5,
damn.
I mean, you can't beat that. And it is gluten-free and cruelty-free.
Oh.
I think it's vegan, too, but I couldn't. Okay, so the quads are $15, but they're $5 on the website. So that's a $15 quad. I mean, that color looks nice on you.
Yeah, these aren't bad.
So if you initially saw that, the foursome, you probably wouldn't.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
No, but this purple is nice.
That purple is gorgeous on you. It kind of reminds me of your nails because you have gold and purple nails right now.
Yes!
Yeah.
Let's see. Honestly, I don't know if they'd stand. Pretty good.
Yeah, that gold looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what if you were going for like a Mardi Gras moment? A gold and a purple. Maybe that's what they were doing.
I did do gold on one side and purple on the
other. Yes, I'm digging it.
I don't hate this.
Yeah.
I I'm pleasantly surprised, although I don't think I could just use this by itself. I would have to...
supplement it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I would need, you know, like, another purple. Like, instead of black, or instead of gray, this should be a dark purple.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that gray, what it turns out?
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
The dark gray is in the corner over here, and mm-hmm. I didn't do anything.
Okay, excellent. So that's Nicole's...
So that's not bad.
Yeah, let's see what else is in there. Okay.
Okay, we got some highlighter.
So this is a company called Real Her, and every product has a message of empowerment on it. It's
yes!
a female-ran company. Lots of women running the... are all in the company at every level. Mm-hmm. It's all vegan and cruelty-free.
This, I like the packaging.
And does it say something
it
cute on the front?
It feels pretty solid. It says, keep going.
Which is cute.
Okay. Ooh, this looks like it's very pigmented.
She's trying. Oh, mm-hmm. baby! Intergalactic!
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. That's gorgeous. Wow.
Yeah, this is very pigmented.
That's gorgeous. How did it go on the skin? It looked like it melted in. Like
it glides right
yeah.
on.
That looks so beautiful.
Ooh,
well, you keep
I
that.
Like that.
All this is for you to keep. You don't have to keep it, but please keep
you
that.
You know I will.
Yes, yeah, so throw that in. Because, you know, again, these are indie brands. These are brands that we could be throwing our money to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So very exciting
okay.
about Real Her. You killed it with the
yeah,
highlight.
That's great.
Okay, what's that?
Okay, so we got a matte lip gloss from Hikari.
So I think try these other two first, because they're okay. new brands. Okay, so that
this
one.
Is, what
I
is
know.
That?
So there's this brand called Winky Lux, and they make the cutest packaging.
Oh,
and
my God.
And I think that's like a tiny little pill, but I thought the color was pretty. Isn't it so cute?
Is this lip?
Yes, and it's a tiny little travel lip, but I was like, oh, interesting.
Mm-mm.
No?
No, it's not really pigmented.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
But...
Throw it on top of your other lipstick.
No, I put it right under on my chin.
Well, the... Oh.
Actually. It's, like, similar to the one I have on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a little glossy for me.
Yes, yes. Like they do make a matte lip. And
oh,
they all
do?
Have, like, a little cherry on top or a poodle. Their packaging is
this
so
is
friggin' cute.
So cute.
Yeah. And didn't it smell good? It smells like kind of vanilla or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Winky Lux. I'm kind of here for Winky Lux.
They have a lot of fun stuff. So I just wanted to give you that tiny little one. But yeah, it's a little natural for you, I would say. You
yeah.
like a glam moment.
It's not very... It's like pretty translucent.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd have to like build with it.
But they do have liquid lips. I just don't have Ooh. One in there. So that might be something to try. And then that is a company called Luscious. And that is a black lipstick. They
oh.
sent me a few and I realized I'm not going to go anywhere with that.
Oh, so, this is great. This is black.
Yeah. So I was thinking before you had that lip on, I was like, she could do a black lip with that little Winky Lux in the middle. But
honestly,
I feel like the texture.
Do you have makeup wipes?
Yeah,
I'll try
I put
that.
Them over there by your by the mirror.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm curious what you think of that makeup wipe too, because you're so you probably know all the best makeup wipes.
I only like one.
Oh, which one?
It's a blueberry scented one,
mm-hmm.
and I cannot remember.
Is
the
it
brand
Yes
name.
Two Blueberries?
Oh, maybe
from
yes.
Target or something.
No, I okay. get it from Nigel's.
Oh God, I wish I knew what it was now.
Do you ever go to Nigel's?
Yeah. Oh, I it's Fuck. Bad when I go.
Love
I well,
Nigel's.
I really like to go with somebody that's in the makeup business, so I get that discount, baby.
You get a discount.
I know, but the makeup artist discount's way bigger.
How much is the makeup artist?
40%.
What,
honey? And they get it on all the skincare too.
That. My God, I feel like a fool.
Living our best lives, you know?
I feel like a fucking dummy. Been like, we get a discount.
We do, though. Actors get a discount,
yeah,
which is great.
Like, not 40.
No. I think we get like a 10 or something.
But I have...
Those wipes are a little weak to me.
A little.
But they're natural. You know, that's Pacifica,
mm-hmm.
which is a, you know, they're all vegan and natural and good for you. I like a burn from my wipe. I like to feel that it's scraping my flesh off my
uh-huh.
face. And those ones are very like, oh, do you want me to take that off? Here, let me get it for you. How are you? And I'm just not used to like that sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not 100% on them yet,
uh-oh.
But I've only used them a couple times. Oh, what are we? We're doing the Luscious, the black lipstick.
Yeah, it's...
Interesting.
It's hard to put on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no glide. It's a matte.
Yeah, this is really hard to put on.
Yeah. Yeah, I see it like tearing across. I have some of their colors. You know, it all depends on the color, because I've learned from watching YouTubes that like certain pigments are harder to do. So not every formula will be the same in every line.
Good Lord.
Yeah, that was you worked for that. You worked for that.
That was so hard.
Yeah.
Well, let's see.
I'm excited. She's getting the little pill out.
This is so tiny.
They have little palettes. Everything's adorable.
Like tiny palettes like this?
No, they're regular size. That was just like a little Sampy they gave me at Indie Beauty Expo. They wouldn't give me anything free full size. And the woman asked me how many followers I had. So, it was rough. So they're a little, I don't know, snobby. It's fine. Not everybody needs to give me free shit. I don't expect free shit everywhere I go. But I wasn't.
I like the idea.
Yeah.
I could work with this.
Yeah. I'm into that look.
I like black. Yeah. I used to stay away from black. I didn't like it. I don't know why. And I used to, like, Whoopi Goldberg used to wear very deep plums and blacks, and I used to love them on her, but I was like, they're not for me.
It reminds me of the Missy Elliott video, like the Superfly video.
Yes, where she's wearing that big black thing.
Yes, yes, but I think she had a dark lip on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that looks nice. That was worth the work.
Yeah, I like it. I'd have to smooth it out and whatnot.
Yeah. So then I think the last one in there is the Hikari gloss, which then I thought you could toss that gloss over that if we're getting real wild today.
We're getting wild.
We're getting wild. And again, these are, you know, oh, it's not the color I thought it was, but I'm not mad at that.
No, I genuinely love it.
Yeah, you're having art, though. You are so good.
Thank you.
But it's from your passion.
Uh-huh.
Experimenting, like you said, before you go to bed, you try things. Why don't I do that? I should do that. You're washing your face anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, why? Because there's so many things. I'm like, I want to try a cut crease, or I want to try this.
That's how I learned how to do a cut crease. Yeah. I'm not great at it. But before bed, I'd just be like, all right, Nicole, let's see what you got. Okay. And then I have this green lipstick that I keep trying before bedtime, because I'm like, I got to figure out how to make this work for me.
What is it, bright green, or is it more of a like a deep metallic green? Or?
It is a sparkly green.
Cute.
So yeah, I can't. I guess maybe I'll just wear it as is, but I can't figure out what to wear it with.
Mm-hmm.
But I genuinely just love it.
You just want to try it. Oh, I love that.
I might just try it with this other new guy I got from BeautyCon. Thank you for inviting me and having me moderate.
Yes, that's goals.
It was fun. You just kind of like walk around and get free shit.
I went with Stephanie Beatrice, and everyone was like, oh my God, Rosa from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, here's free shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd look at me and go, oh, you're her friend. I guess you can have a free beauty blender too.
People are—they're mean.
I'm telling you, I'm all about that plus one life.
Maybe I'll just do that together. I don't know why I ever thought of that.
Ooh,
I think that look nice.
What's that one?
This is NYX. NYX is coming the fuck.
Honey, they sure are. They sure are.
NYX is—they're getting a little store in the JFK airport.
That's exciting. They got one in the Glendale Galleria, girl.
Do they? Mm-hmm. Ooh, then I gotta go visit.
Yeah.
But
they always have deals. Like, if you buy $50 worth of makeup, we'll give you a free makeup bag or whatever.
Ooh.
But $50 of NYX, that's like a whole fucking car.
Truly, that is
a lot.
A whole new makeup wardrobe?
A whole new
makeup drobe?
Yeah. It's a lot. But they got great stuff.
Can I have these wipes?
If you want. I just got them at Rally Rose, but I would love for you to take them. I'm glad you like them.
No, I just don't have any at home.
Oh, listen, my gift. Take them, please.
No.
We have to get you out of here. It's there's so much.
All right.
I'm telling you, you killed it as usual. So why don't you tell everybody, if in case they are living under a rock.
Yeah, if you're living under a rock, get the fuck up and move to a house. Get you an apartment.
No
get
judgment.
You a little condo.
No judgment. If you want to live under a rock, baby, as long as you have a phone to download Natch Butte and Why Won't You Date Me, that's fine. Tell everybody where we can find you.
All right.
Everybody about your pod, because I can't get enough of it.
Well, my podcast is called Why Won't You Date Me?
Mm-hmm.
And the premise was I was going to interview boys that I've hooked up with and ask them why they won't date me, and guess what? I ran through them.
I'm telling
you. So now I'm interviewing friends, and it's fun, and I'm going to have Jackie on. I've already asked.
Yeah.
She was busy.
Yes. Which is a rare time because I'm usually not.
No, but I'll get you. I'll catch you on. Yeah.
Well, I should start taking notes because I always want to chime in.
It's funny because people have said, they're like, I had a lot of points that I really wanted to bring up, but like, I just like, I like how the conversation's going, so I don't want to like force anything. Because it is a fun conversation.
It is.
And I'm always talking to people on the Tinder, and they're all bad. Also, if you want to look at me in a bikini, I'm always posting that on Instagram, at Nicole Byer, Twitter. I try to tweet a couple jokes a week, at Nicole Byer there. I don't do Snapchat anymore.
Me neither.
It's just...
We don't need it. We got too much going on, yeah.
Instagram stories.
They took over.
I love stories.
One-stop shop, baby.
Man, your stories make me laugh so hard. You haven't gotten the mail in a while, though.
Yeah, I need to do a mail time. Well, you know, come on, companies. Y'all know I love mail. Hook a girl up with some damn mail, okay?
It's honestly my favorite.
Okay, excellent. Good to know. And watch Nailed It.
Oh, yes, watch Nailed It
on
Netflix.
And then, like, tweet at Netflix and tell them to give Nicole a raise because she's the heart and soul of that damn show.
I'm doing fine.
Okay, great.
Netflix is very good to me.
Okay, excellent. I'm happy to hear that. I just say that because, like, I literally want you to just take over Food Network. I want you to host all the shows. I can't get enough. You're so refreshing.
I did not think I was going to like hosting, but... Yeah. I think I would, like, be open to doing, like, a late night show or something. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Oh, me too.
Just interviewing famous people and being like, what's your life like?
And you could play, like, categories with them and shit, like Jimmy Fallon. Like, you know, be like, let's play Pictionary in virtual 3D. No shade to him. Yeah.
No, we can shade
him. Yes.
He gets paid enough.
Yes, rest.
He's fine.
Yes, he's doing fine. And you know what? I'm happy. I love his clips. I watch him on YouTube.
I watch him,
too. It's fun to watch. Watch celebrities play categories, okay?
My favorite, though, is when celebrities are like, oh my god, I can't believe you asked me to sing this song, and then they have a microphone and then they're singing it.
And I'm all like, staged.
You talked to a producer.
Yes.
You knew exactly what was happening.
And also, the dancing, honey, that was all rehearsed.
Yes!
There's literally a monitor with the words.
Yes.
But you know what? The beauty of movie magic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
but
we're jaded.
If you want to see a late night interview where the guest is not prepped, you gotta watch Paris Hilton on David Letterman. Have you seen that interview?
Is it the one where he talked about jail?
Yes.
Yes, I love it. I saw it live.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and then he sent her flowers to apologize because he was like, so what'd you eat in jail?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's so good.
And she's like, I don't really want to talk about that
but
anymore.
But he kept doing it.
He was like, well, okay, you were in jail. It's so funny.
I remember her going, a sandwich? Like, specifically, I remember that. Okay, I have to go back and revisit that. Also, I don't think I've said this to you, IRL. I have been watching Conan O'Brien my entire life. I have seen all the funny clips on there. You saying that you want to meet a guy with a big dick and the face he made, it was one of the best moments in the history of Conan O'Brien. I literally live for you.
His producer's like, are you going to really say that? And I was like, if you let me say it on television,
yeah.
He was like, all right. And then Conan was like, we can't have that nice lady saying that. And then I was like, well, I'll say something else. And then in the moment, I was like, no, I'm going to say this. And then a lot of men were like, well, what if some guy got on television and was like, I want a big clit? And I was like, you've been doing it.
Yeah.
You've been objectifying women.
Yes.
You've.
How many guys have you seen be like, I want a girl with big old titties and a big old ass? It's like literally every. Song every yes.
And I was like, and me personally, also I'm a comic.
Yes.
It's a joke.
I'm telling you.
Like, I love a big dick, great, but like genuinely I do want a nice person.
Yes.
But like on stage and for funny ha ha ha's, you just say big dick and it stops there.
And we all laugh. It's a funny phrase. Anyway, I love that moment.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm just always up in your shit. I'm a huge fan.
Jackie, I'm a huge fan.
Thanks for coming back.
Thank you for coming back. I don't want it to end.
I know.
This has been long.
No.
I didn't realize how long we've been talking.
We went long. I usually keep it short. No, it's not. Don't apologize. I had a lot of things prepared for you. I needed your opinions on the highlighter. I needed to see your makeup. I needed to answer user questions. I had a lot prepared. So I'll come on yours and I'll have notes. Okay.
Perfect.
I want to see that Raya profile.
Oh
Raya
profile.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
Raya's racist.
Yeah.
We can end on
Wait,
that.
Wait, did they ever put you, did they ever approve you?
Yes.
Okay.
So I got approved because Eliza Skinner got a like little coupon that was like, you can have a friend join, no questions asked. And I was like, it takes a white lady to get me on this
dating
app?
Well, they waitlisted Catherine Burns and I was so mad.
She has an Emmy.
You think? Until next time, cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.